This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's start with some baseball, where they're out in beautiful Surprise, Arizona, where the weather's not a problem or anything like that. And we were talking about some of the pieces that you know you can count on, that there's no questions at all heading into the season. Names like Bobby Wood Jr., names like, you know, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, and Salvi in particular. I was trying to look at, you know, someone like Yadier Molina for this a little bit too, because everybody now, as we get towards the end of somebody's career, the same way we did in due for Travis Kelce, like, yeah, hey, how many more years left? How many more years do you have left, Salvador Perez? Last year makes you think he's got a lot left because he put together his best year in 3 years.
Correct.
So how much longer do you guys think he has?
I guess the biggest question for this is, like, and you and I have always kind of assumed that Salvador Perez would never want to play for anybody else. The hang up in, like, where I would just say, like, well, Salvi's probably just playing another, like, 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, right? Because the reason why I'm, like, hesitant, I would say, to just be like, well, the normal amount, based on his age and how Major League Baseball players work and catchers typically work, I don't know, a couple years, right, is probably the number. Like, I think it has to relate to the production end slipping significantly, because the one thing I'll say about Salvi is there is no indication that man ever wants to stop playing baseball. He feels like he wants to be drug off of the diamond before he is done playing baseball. And it seems like the Royals and Salvador Perez, based on that last contract, have come to this mutual understanding of, you're not leaving us and we're not leaving you, at least at the moment. And so it's hard for me to imagine him leaving and playing for another team if the Royals do this. But the Royals have a lot of catching prospects. It's like so many. And I get it. One of them could just be in a part-time player, a part-time position similar to that is Freddie Fermin. Like, Mitchell's coming off the injury. Carter,
they could use him for a trade we don't even know about down the road. Who knows?
But they've got real options, like big league options that big league clubs covet and like. So either you're trading those guys away or you're riding out Salvi for a number of years. I'm going to say 3 years. I don't know why that's the number I'm stuck on, because I know they got so many other young prospects that work. You move on from one of the prospects, or you teach them the outfield. You know this works. And the other guy gets in a part-time role with him, and he gets to half-life at DH, I guess, for part of it. Because unless the production slips, 3 years? I mean, does that seem right to you?
It's not crazy. I wonder with him, you said, of course, they're like, hey, he would play this thing till he's 50 if he could, kind of thing. Yadi's who I kind of looked at as I referenced, and just, okay, how long did he do it? And of course, at a very, very high level. Heck, even his second to last season, he was still an all-star. So it wasn't like he went out bad. Now, his last year, he only played in 78 games, but he was 39. His last real productive season, if we're being fair, was when he was 38 years old. And we know Yadi's a future Hall of Famer, and somebody that, you know, prior to his retirement, a lot of people said, of course, that was the best catcher easily in baseball. I think that's in play. Like, it would not. Now, maybe it's not all with the Royals, to kind of what you're alluding to, but to me, it's not crazy to think that Salvador Perez plays till he's 38 or 39 years old. And maybe you don't want that to, I mean, you want that to be in a Royals uniform, but is the production going to be there? I mean, Yadi was able to have, even at 36, hit 270, 262, 252, and then his last season, again, 78 games, and only hit 214. But he was still a positive WAR player. Let's see, what is that? Above one, even two out of his final 4 years in the league. So he wasn't like a huge liability for them. I think Salvador Perez can at least make it to 37, 38.
I think what stands out about it is that it operates very similarly to the way we talk about Travis Kelce, in the sense that you might be like, well, the production slip. Well, production slip at catcher is different. Production slip, if you are Salvador Perez, is league average catcher. You can be a pretty bad offensive player and be a league average catcher. That's not like some offensive unit. That's why you have a distinct advantage. You have a extreme example of an offensive-minded catcher. There aren't that many of those in the league. And so when you have that, it's like you can accept more of a production slip than you would normally accept under normal circumstances. I guess a lot of this is it comes to play because I obviously think that he's one of the people who is, you know, like most likely or scares me the most, I guess is probably the way I put it, of a production slip this
sure.
year because
we
of just how,
year.
Just how good
won the
he
Silver
was.
Slugger Award last year, for crying out loud.
But he's only under contract, like fully under contract through 2025. The final year of his deal is a club option for $13.5 million, which is a small amount, I will admit, based on the fact he's making $20 million this year, $20 million next year. The $13.5 might be an easy pill to swallow. So let's just say he goes all the way through the club option. He plays through 2026. That'd be 36 years old. They're going to give him another two-year deal? They're just because at that point, then you're just accepting. You're not playing any of these young catchers in your system you like. And they got a lot of choices. Even some of the guys in A-ball who would be coming up around that time. They are deeper at that position than pretty much any other position in their entire system. And I'm not saying like Salvi's getting in their way because the odds of them being as good as Salvi aren't right. likely, right?
And like, so many things happen. I mean, you know, other injuries to other players. Where's Salvador Perez health? That's the one thing. Yadier Molina was able to stay healthy when he was 37, mm-hmm. 38, and then ultimately when he retired at 39. And so that's the ultimate key with any of these guys, the same way we talked about Travis Kelce, for that matter, and whether like, hey, how is your body? What is your body telling you? And Salvador Perez, you know,
still catching. Knock on wood.
Last year was about as good as you could ever see from a catcher at that age. And so, yeah, I think in the question isn't will he play till he's 38, Cody, or 39. For me, it's will he play in a Royals uniform when he's 38 or 39. Barring some major injury setback, I don't think he's retiring from baseball before the age of 37. So, like,
I think he's got to get another deal, or he's got
to stay
go play
in Kansas
with another
City.
Team.
But I think he'll be playing major league baseball when he's 37 and 38. Yes, I do believe that.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
This year, next year, and then because I think it's like that's what I told you, three, right? So I also think he's playing in that season, but it can't be like, I mean, he's not playing till he's 40.
No, but Yachty played till, I would argue Yachty played 1 year too many. He played till he's 39, and then that last year he only played in 70-something games and was not himself. So maybe he played 1 year too many. Okay, so that's 38-year-old season. And I know we can't, not every athlete's the same. I just hit the closest peer in comp to Salvi in recent history, of course, is Yachty. That's why.
Yeah,
I keep mentioning that.
And so, like, I guess we're going to end up viewing this thing the same way in a couple of years, which is a question I think I'd asked around Travis Kelce, and I think is fair, because it's always fair to ask it, and you can have your different answer to it. But the same question I got asked, which is, has Salvador Perez earned the right to retire whenever the hell he wants? As in, if he says, I'm coming back, you just pay him. And look, pay a, you know, like you find a number. I'm not saying like under yeah. any circumstance.
I think the answer is yes, but there's caveats. It's okay. And do we even start seeing it this year? Is there a willingness to play more DH or play another, you know, play other positions? Hey, you're not catching 140 games or whatever this year. You're 37 years old, you know, kind of thing down the road. I wonder if that would be, there would have to be some sort of concession there, I would think, if you're going to say, hey, we're still going to do this, but like, we just know you can't be a full-time catcher when he's 37.
Do you think they're putting into that on Travis Kelce this year? Do you think they're coming in here and saying like, well, hey, there's a caveat, you're not the...
I think last year, I think the prior to the Rashee Rice injury, the offense, he was not going to, I mean, he ended up leading the team in targets, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
You know,
but they had a
that
lot
wasn't
of injuries.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't think that was the plan. I don't think going into this year, Travis Kelce's plan that the offense is running through him. So I think organizations do that. Baseball's a little bit different. The only way you change it is by, hey, you're not going to catch every day for us kind of thing. And that's not this year. We know this year that's not going to change, I don't think.
No, I think you'll catch
2 years from now, a year from now, I think that's a real conversation.
I feel, and Cody, you'd be able to speak to this, I think, better because obviously you covered the team as the insider. The physical toll of baseball, obviously it's different, but is it more of the 162 game thing than it is the actual physical toll? I mean, of course he's, you know, in the catcher stance all the time and all of that stuff. How much do you, like, can those things wear quicker than
yes, catchers wear way faster. Like it is damaging to the body. It's honestly kind of impressive he catches this many games.
Yeah.
Like it is not like, and Gold, you know this too. It's just like, that is a position that is unkind to the body. But that's what also stands out. And this is like the difference between like a regular catcher and a Hall of Fame level catcher, like you mentioned Yachty and what we think maybe Salvador Perez will be one day, which is those guys are on the field catching. A lot of guys, Drew, what happens is what happens with some of the other great catchers you remember in your life. So you remember Pudge Rodriguez, and you're like, he's a catcher. Eventually, they play a lot more DH, or they play catcher, or not catcher, they play first base, or they move them to right field if they're good at, like, they find other places to put those guys, because after a certain age, if you are a good offensive catcher, a lot of times what happens is they still love the bat and they're interested in the bat, but they can no longer have you catch 100 and, like, Salvi catches 130 games, 120 games a year sometimes up until like a year ago. Like, it's a crazy number. Most guys transition and like, catch 80. Play some at first, which Salvi does.
Did Yadi ever switch that? I think that was amazing about it. I was trying to go through and look at his positional breakdown. He played catcher. Anytime he played, he was catching. He did not eventually transition
rare.
Out.
Yeah. Really rare.
I think if Salvi were to match the years played and get into, you know, 37, 38, 39, which is what Yadi did, I would wonder if he would have to. I mean, especially just with the roster makeup, as you pointed out, with some of the prospects.